You're listening to the Open Democracy Minute, keeping Granite State government by and for the people. After bruising negotiations to pass the infrastructure bill, U.S. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer put off last week's expected vote on the For the People Act until the week of September 13th and recessed for the remainder of August. Before that decision, Schumer had put forth two smaller bills for unanimous consent to bring them up for debate, one on the disclosure of dark money donors and one a requirement that congressional districts be drawn without gerrymandering. Both are also components of the For the People Act, and both a unanimous consent request received objections from Texas Senator Ted Cruz. What this confirmed for the benefit of Senators Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema is that there is no Republican support for these fundamental democracy reforms, putting pressure on centrist Democrats to modify the filibuster rules. This might include a carve-out for legislation of this type or a return to the standing filibuster. New Hampshire Senators Maggie Hassan and Jean Shaheen have expressed openness to changes, but are reluctant to do away with the filibuster entirely. The current filibuster rule, when invoked, requires 60 Senate votes to pass any legislation, which is why the Senate gets little accomplished. The Senate switchboard is 888-453-3211. As Granny D said, democracy is not something we have, it's something we do. For the Open Democracy Minute, I'm Brian Beal.